We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Kits and Wagers. I'm Adams Droik, joined by Chris Owen for game week, the second part of game week 34 in the Premier League. There's only six matches in the midweek here, seven matches. I didn't even count, but we're talking about three of them. And then we got the usual team parlay. Chris, you just came back from your business trip, and the business end of the season is officially here. So what's up, businessman?
Adam, good to be back on the show. Last week I was occupied, and so I had to throw in my bets, and you know, I missed the show. It just didn't feel right. My bets were kind of garbage. Not kind of. They were just not great. So you know, it's good to be back on screen here on video, giving the bets back out here. We are doing a special edition of the midweek match here, but you know, we can't miss a match as we get into the end of the season. We're locked in. We are here, and yeah, good to be back. I missed the show. How did it go without me? Was it a little weird, you know, or maybe it went better. I don't know.
It was fine. I've done some solo shows here and there, so I'm kind of used to it at this point. But in terms of the bets weren't great. We had some weird results on Saturday. I just pulled the schedule. All three teams on the road won. You had Luton Town double chance or draw no better, something like that. I don't know what happened with them. It looked like they didn't show up, kind of a thing. I had over Luton Town 5.5 corners, and you know, when they're down some goals, it's like, okay, this is a great spot. And they just couldn't get anything going. I think they finished with like four shots. They had the ball in the attacking third, and they just did nothing with it. Brentford just like stopped anything from happening. It was kind of a weird game where it was an important game at home, and they just didn't have it for whatever reason. Brentford just kind of took them out of it. But you got your Liverpool win, so you got that bet. I guess we're talking about the Liverpool-Everton match as well. I had the under 2.5 in the Everton match. Oh, you also had the Burnley-Sheffield United game as a draw. Yeah. Turned out that one was a Burnley blowout a little bit.
I figured it was so ugly that it would be a draw, like two of the worst teams.
But, yeah, you know, Burnley has.
I was wrong about all of the bad teams this weekend.
Yeah, I read an article. It was talking about the teams with nothing left to play for, and it was a small sample size, so I'm not even sure anything can go into this. But it was like the teams with nothing to play for. They score more goals, but they also allow more goals because it's just a little more free flowing. Even if they come out and say, you know, they care, but still their mentality is a little different when, you know, they're middle of the table or the bottom of the table and there's just nothing to play for. And I don't know, maybe it didn't come through in these matches that we just had, but maybe something to think about as we get going here. So maybe not for these games as we talk about some vital matchups here. Yeah. What were we going to say?
So only Bournemouth are kind of guaranteed right now. I think Crystal Palace are still technically, they haven't secured their.
You think?
11 points ahead of Luton Town with four games to play, 12 points.
I mean, technically, I'm just saying.
But and then Bournemouth safe. But yeah, Brentford, Crystal Palace, they're pretty much guaranteed. But you know, things go south pretty quickly here.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with that is you need Everton, Nottingham Forest, Luton Town, all those teams to win all of their matches, yeah, which exactly. is just not going to happen. So, but we were talking pretty much about the top three battle here. RotoWire.com/betting/soccer. Check out our betting pages here. Here are the odds: Manchester City -200 to win the Premier League, Arsenal +330, Liverpool +450. How the odds have changed. I think it was on Friday when I talked, I think City were actually -250, and then Arsenal and Liverpool both won, so those odds must have changed a little bit there. But first game we're talking about, Tuesday. We're talking Tuesday, so this is in 5 hours from now. We got Arsenal home against Chelsea. Arsenal are -230 to win. The draw is +400. Chelsea are +600. Over 3.5 goals, +135. Under 3.5 goals, -170. There's not too much injury issues for Arsenal. We'll see what kind of rotation we'll get. I don't think there's going to be too much. There was one thing from Pochettino that he came out. I guess Malo Gusto may not be ready to start. He picked up some kind of knee issue. But he also mentioned Cole Palmer didn't train yesterday because of an illness. I find it difficult. That's hard to think that Cole Palmer is not going to start this game if he's sick. I don't think he's one of those players who's just going to, you know, he's going to have the flu or whatever he has so bad that he's going to miss this match. But I could be wrong here. So I guess if Cole Palmer's out, is that going to change your thoughts on how this match goes? Or are you leading Arsenal no matter what?
I'm kind of in the thought that Palmer isn't going to play. I don't know. So I guess that's my assumption. It could certainly be wrong, but you know, coming off a big match over the weekend, that was a Saturday match against Man City in the FA Cup, in which they could have won that game. It was a little bit. Of course, you know, you can't give City a 0-0 game late into the match and not expect them to pull it out. But you know, big game, he comes up with an illness, doesn't train, another quick turnaround on for a Tuesday match. I'm kind of just banking on the fact that he might not play, but we shall see. I guess, you know, you talked about teams who still have stuff to play for. Chelsea have actually been playing pretty decently well as of late. They are just 3 points off that Europa Conference League spot that they so want. So they still think something to play for here. So it's not like they can just give up here. But going away to Arsenal is going to be tough for anyone, let alone Chelsea team. That loves to give up goals. I kind of avoided the whole, you know, take a side here. And I think I saw Arsenal play had Wolverhampton. Was that over the weekend? They had three total corners in the match. Obviously a little bit different.
Unbelievable. That was part of my parlay. I had Arsenal corners in the first half. Just stupid.
And they had, like, was it two corners total? Yeah. I'm kind of following that up here, and I'm going to take an Arsenal under 6.5 corners. It's -110. Like, six corners, I know Arsenal and City are probably the top two teams in terms of corners won, but I'm looking at how maybe if there's no Cole Palmer, I feel like maybe Chelsea might line up a little bit more defensively, and I just let seven corners is a lot to go here, so I'm going to go six corners -110, and just basing that on the fact that there hasn't been a ton of corners recently for Arsenal.
You don't think Chelsea being more defensive will result in more corners?
I think it'll definitely, we'll see more Arsenal possession. I don't know if that necessarily will equate to more corners for them, but you know, I've been wrong before. What do you think? You think you like the over here on the 6.5 corners?
It's a close one. I don't know. Some of these corner results are kind of fresh in my mind. I also had, maybe it wasn't the team parlay. Did we? I don't even know what that was on. Oh, it must have been my article that I had the Arsenal bet. I had over 10.5 corners in the Manchester United Coventry City match. And I think it finished 9 corners in regular time, and it was just like a 3-3 game. I knew there was going to be goals, but I was like, let's do corners. So those are kind of fresh in my mind. These matchups like this, that does seem like a lot. I don't know if I'd take a side here, but Yeah, we'll say I agree with your bet.
If you're like, Chris, you're an idiot, you know, and I'm definitely taking the over 6.5 corners here. You might as well just do a race to 7 corners and get slightly better odds for Arsenal here. There's just not a place I see Chelsea getting 7 corners. So if you like the over, just get a little bit better odds on that race to 7.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're looking at the screen on YouTube or Twitter, make sure to like and subscribe. I have a complete degenerate bet here. It fills up the entire screen. So yesterday I wrote down the bet over 4.5 corners in the first half. I think it was -105. This morning I looked, it's -125. And it's like, you know what? I don't want to take that right now. So I went to the single game parlay tab and I did some tweaking to get closer to even odds here. So I moved corners in the first half to over 3.5 corners in the first half. Saka at least two or more shots, and then Odegaard one or more shots. Single game parlay, that is -110 here. So
getting in the laboratory here.
It's diving deep here. I did have, you know, if you still like over 4.5 corners, still have that. I think that was +150 or whatever it was. I just moved it down to over 3.5 corners in the first half to be a little safer. But I think both teams will get corners in the first half. We saw Chelsea get some corners against Manchester City. They have against top teams. Chelsea are, it seems like, against the lower end teams where it's like, okay, we're kind of losing it a little bit. We allow a ton of goals, but I think they play the top teams a little better. They have all those draws against Manchester City as well this season, in addition to what happened over the weekend where, as you said, it was a pretty close match. But I think Chelsea will get corners. I think Arsenal will get corners. So over 3.5 in the first half isn't too much to ask for. And then Saka, two or more shots. Odegaard, one or more shots. That's not too much to ask for either. You just look at it, and Saka's going to be going against Cucurella. I think that's going to be an area they attack. And it seems like Odegaard is always sitting at the top of the box. And, you know, I got to think that he's going to get at least one shot here. So -110 odds on that single game parlay. Chris has on Arsenal under 6.5 corners, -110. So Chris, notably, neither one of us are looking at either one of these sides here. Do you have a preference for how this result's going to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think Arsenal put this one away pretty well, especially if there's no Palmer. It's that Chelsea have been playing everyone tough, I think, lately. The last five matches in the league, they've got 3 wins, 2 draws. I just don't think that there's a way that they go in here and take points. Although I guess Arsenal recently lost at home to Villa. Villa looked like a much different side than Chelsea. I just, side note here is I do appreciate the fact that your bet here is going to cause me to like have to look up 3 different things here to make sure that it hit. A classic Saturday morning exercise is looking to see up a first, see which team had the most first half corners here for Adam and trying to figure it out. And it's like, kind of like, I forget what meme that is, but he's like doing all the math calculations. So, I actually like this
beautiful bet. Mind.
Yeah. Something like, nah, it might be, but there's
another math calculating, movie.
There's a lot out there. Just search Giphy and math, and you're going to get a lot back. But yeah, I mean, the Sock and Odegaard, and I appreciate also that we can't just spell the bet is so robust that we couldn't put Martin Odegaard's full name. We had to write Odie for the graphic here on YouTube. So this is a fun one. I guess you don't have any concern about Arsenal having 3.5. Having 2 corners in total last game, but different opponent, I suppose.
Maybe a little bit worrying, but I think like in that game, I wasn't really worried. I wasn't really thinking Wolves would get corners in that one. And, you know, they didn't really end up getting corners. But I think Chelsea, maybe even if Cole Palmer doesn't start, I think Chelsea will have enough on the counter that they're going to pressure that Arsenal back line kind of the way Bayern Munich did, kind of a thing. So I think both sides, we can get 2-2 corners, maybe 3-2, hopefully to hit this one. But it is a difficult one. But even then, like 4 corners still isn't that much. I pulled up Chelsea away matches here to put in some perspective here. Their last away match, 2-2 at Sheffield United. Before that, we got to go back to at Brentford, March 2nd, 2-2. and then 1-1 at Manchester City. And then so their last time they actually won on the road was February 12th at Crystal Palace. So not a ton of road matches here for Chelsea, which is interesting, though they do have that Manchester City result. Next game we got Merseyside Derby here, and Everton are at home for this one. Liverpool away. Everton plus 600. These odds are pretty much the same as what we just had for the Arsenal Chelsea match. Everton plus 600 to win. Look at these odds, though. Look at the line movement here. If you're watching on YouTube, we got 9 days ago, April 14th, Everton were plus 380 to win. Now they're plus 600. That's a pretty significant jump here. And then Liverpool, they went from minus 165 to win. Now they're minus 240 to win. Seems like a pretty sizable jump, even though I don't know if anything actually happened here.
I mean, it was essentially they
was it the Everton loss against Chelsea?
No, I think it was Liverpool lost to Atalanta 3-0. Or no, they drew United, lost at Atalanta 3-0, and then lost to Palace 1-0. So it was like three games in a row where they're.
But why would Liverpool be more bigger favorites now because of that?
Oh, then they won. They won on they followed it up with a win against Atalanta that didn't actually. I mean, they crashed out of the cup, but and then they won over the weekend. So maybe that's why we're seeing the line change a little bit. But I do think it's interesting that we didn't see Everton get any more for the line change to go in their way after they. I mean, they got that 2-0 win over Forest last weekend. So I agree with you. It's a little bit seeing more reaction to Liverpool losing two games and drawing one.
Yeah. Draw is plus 400, over 3.5 goals, plus 135, under 3.5 goals, minus 165. So again, the same pretty much implied goal totals as at Arsenal Chelsea match. Injury wise, Beto is going to be out. And then Calvert-Lewin, we got to wait on his status. He's always dealing with the knock. So if Beto and Calvert-Lewin are out, the last time that happened was game week 3, when neither one of them was able to start or Beto wasn't even on the team yet. So something to keep an eye on for how Everton actually line up in this one. Relevant for Liverpool is that, so Klopp said he's probably going to rotate a little bit. He already rotated a bit at Fulham. But the news of Diogo Jota is out. He took the spot of Darwin last match. Some would say he's probably a better, more pure goal scorer than Darwin is. Definitely. A little bit.
100%. So
we do have questions of, you know, we've had all these games. Is TAA going to start the third game in, I don't know, 6-7 days here? Is Alexander-Arnold going to start again? But then you look back at the last matchup. Okay, Salah didn't start. Darwin didn't start. McAllister didn't start. Szoboszlai didn't start. So all these guys are probably going to come back in starting 11. So that maybe helps Liverpool. How do you think this matchup goes? You look at all these recent results, a little lower scoring, Merseyside Derby, things are a little closer than one would think in this matchup. But as a Liverpool fan here who took Liverpool money line over the weekend, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, Everton haven't scored in this matchup in 4 straight matches. So it's been 2 seasons since they scored in the Premier League versus Liverpool. I think you mentioned, you know, maybe Beto is out, I guess, and DCL he may also be out. That doesn't give you any more confidence in Everton. I will say the Liverpool back line, as we all know, has a good propensity to concede an early goal. So that will be something to watch. But I think this last game was 2-0 at Anfield. Ashley Young was sent off in the 37th minute. And then Sean Dyche is like, all right, boys, let's pack it in. Sent on 2 center backs, I think, at halftime. To basically sit five center backs deep and try to hit them on the counter. Didn't work. I mean, the last 4 games, 2-0, 2-0, and then 2-0. So if anything, what we know about Everton, and it doesn't matter who they play, they're going to be playing pretty defensively. I like the under 2.5 goals here. It's plus 150. I don't see this one being a high scoring affair unless for some reason Liverpool are able to come out of the gates and get a couple early, which hasn't been the case at all. So I think this one's under 2.5. I do think Liverpool win this. But, you know, Everton coming off a pretty big result over Forest. And I think a couple more points for them and should give them a pretty good security. We'll see. But yeah, I think no great attacking options for Everton. Liverpool mostly fit aside from Jota being out now, which is a huge bummer. I think we could see a 1-0 or a 2-0 here for the final result.
1-0 plus 650, 2-0 plus 600. How do you feel about betting both of those?
What was the 2-0?
Plus 600.
Yeah, I think I'd roll on the 200 if I was given an exact bet, or on the 2-0 plus 600. Last game it was 1-0 until I think Salah scored like a very, very late penalty. So that would be my lean, but I could see them getting into cruise control here if they get up 2-0.
Let me check out. We got the correct score bands here. 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, plus 125. So you get all of those results.
That's a super fun bet.
As I scroll down, there's a bunch of these bets that we haven't really looked at this season. Like the multi-goals, the 2-3 goals scored, 1-2 goals scored. Just one of the things we haven't really touched on in terms of betting this season.
Yeah, the total goal bands are kind of fun when you can do the 2-3 is, I mean, the most common one, I feel like. And those are usually sitting around like plus 100, plus 115.
Yeah. Yeah, I took Everton under 2.5 in the game against Nottingham Forest. And everyone saw the Nottingham Forest Twitter admin, you know, complain about 3 possible PKs there. But I'll take the win there. I'll take the win. Everton played okay. It was two teams kind of fighting at the bottom of the table. They converted their chances, Nottingham Forest. I don't even want to say unlucky, but they just didn't convert their chances. I'm going with another corner bet for mine. Liverpool raced to 7 corners, minus 115. This was minus 105 yesterday, so losing some value here. So if you wait until Wednesday to bet this one, this may be it. Like, we're looking at minus 125 here. So it kind of lines up with Chris's bet here, thinking 1-0, 2-0. It's going to be, you know, Liverpool in the attacking third. They're going to have more chances. They're going to have more of the ball. Everton, we know how they play a little more defensive, go off the counter kind of thing. This is going to result in Liverpool corners, but they're going to struggle to score. Maybe let's say they don't score in the first 60 minutes. You know, at that point, you got to think that they're racking up corners. So race to 7 corners, I don't think is too hard to ask here for Liverpool. Minus 115. Chris has under 2.5 goals, plus 150. So why don't we – did you bring that up to me, Liverpool money line and the under 2.5 goals?
I did, yeah. What did I say? I think it was pretty good odds. But, yeah, if you just – I have to look through our chat. Yeah,
plus 330.
I kind of like that bet a lot. And, I frankly, if I didn't have, like, an Everton 0-0 draw in the back of my head here – I think that would be a good option worth considering. But yeah, plus 350, that would help me out quite a bit. I think that's a fun bet. Also, going back to the Forest thing, while you're doing a little searching here, the people on the internet were like, oh man, the Twitter admin really got crazy, like the social media manager. Like, I guarantee you that's like their owner or like somebody much higher up who's putting that out, because there's no one who like works in, you know, communications or brand strategy or anything like that. That's like, yes, let me put out these very errant statements about, like, frankly, just out of their mind. But I mean, even if they were semi-right about a couple of the penalty decisions, there's no one who works in that field that's going to be like, yes, this is a good decision. I feel like it was somebody who doesn't have that sense of like what a reaction might be from a more like Premier League community.
Yeah, that's
putting out those statements.
Yeah, I forgot who I saw.
It's coming from like their crazy owner, I feel like.
Yeah, it was someone within the club that kind of said that kind of thing. Yeah. So I said the plus 330 odds, Liverpool money line with under 2.5 goals, plus 330, but you actually get better value if you bet both the plus 600 and plus 650 on the exact game score. Because at that point, obviously one of those things is going to happen. Because the only things you're playing for on the Liverpool money line and under 2.5 goals is 1-0 and 2-0. So you actually get – so you're going to win one of those bets. Let's say you win the plus 600 bets. and then minus the, let's say it's a $100 bet, minus the 100 for the 2-0 win, minus that for that bet. And then you get what I'm saying? You turn more money if you actually bet on the exact score rather than the money line of 2.5 goals. Something I maybe we could consider in the future when we talk about these specific bets of, you know, the unders at least.
Yeah.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Next game we got Thursday. So this was Wednesday. Wednesday is the busiest day. I think there's four matches on Wednesday. Tuesday, we just have the Arsenal and Chelsea match. Wednesday, we had four matches. And then Thursday, we have Brighton are hosting Manchester City. So Brighton are home. Brighton are minus, are plus. Okay, all these odds are actually the same as I'm looking at it here.
They're exactly the same. That was the first thing I noticed. It. Like, why is everyone like plus or minus 230 plus 600? Like, I feel like that's pretty much everything.
Brighton match. Plus 600 to win. Manchester City minus 230 to win. Draw is plus 400. And then over 3.5 goals, plus 125. Under 3.5 goals, minus 155. So, yeah, basically everything is the same. We'll see what happened. What's going on with Erling Haaland? That I guess is the big one for Manchester City. I don't think we're going to get anyone back for Brighton, though they haven't played in about a week. We'll see what's going on with Haaland. He did not play in the FA Cup semifinal. Something going on with him, but otherwise they're pretty healthy. So what do we got here? Manchester City, top of the table, can't afford to drop points. What do we got?
We've seen this story before. Adam, we have seen this story before. A couple points, a couple teams, usually Liverpool, drop points late in the season. They give City, you know, a 2 to 3 point advantage. You're just hoping, wishing that maybe City drop points, but they never do. They just keep the train running. They come away with another title. Is it 6 and 7 seasons? All that said, Brighton. Interesting side here. They've been a little bit of a thorn in Manchester City's side here, especially at the Amex. I guess this was last season, same time. I think City had wrapped up the title around this time. Maybe not. I think they had wrapped it up by then. It was May 24th. So Brighton came away with a 1-1 draw against Man City about this time of the year. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It was game week 32. I don't know. It might have been.
Maybe, you know what? I guess the World Cup forced us out a little bit. So I would have to do some math here on if this game actually mattered or not.
Calvin Phillips came on, so that's not, it's usually not a good sign.
That's how you know it didn't matter. but, anyways, Brighton took that one, or they drew 1-1 at home. City's generally just taking it to Brighton while they're at home, which is, you know, pretty expected. But prior to that, Brighton had won the previous year. They had won a previous match.
They clinched it on May 20th. They clinched it 4 days earlier. So you're correct. So that game didn't matter.
That match did not matter. So Brighton lost 4-1 to Man City the season prior, but they actually won 3-2 in 2021. So kind of mixed results here where they have actually taken points off City at home. This is probably against better judgment here, but I'm actually on a double chance bet here. I like Brighton double chance at home plus 180. We're getting really nice odds, and anyone who's listening to the show knows that I love a double chance bet against a favorite at home. Confidence is probably about 60-40 in this bet.
Yeah, Brighton double chance. There you go, plus 180. So all these matches, all the same odds. So I guess that's kind of why I went to corners with all of these. It's like, well, we're not going to take the money line. Do we want to take the minus 1.5 on any of these? So I guess that's I just realized that's why I have all corner bets, because I didn't want to take any of those things for any of these matches. Similar to Arsenal match, I got over 4.5 corners in the first half, minus 105. I think Brighton, similar to Chelsea, I think Brighton playing at home, I think they can get a couple corners themselves. And then we're just going to assume Manchester City can get a couple corners as well. So over 4.5 corners in the first half, minus 105. Nothing crazy here. Think both teams can get corners. So that's kind of, we'll sum it up there. So do you think there's going to be goals in this match?
That's a tough call. I think maybe like a 2-1.
I would say like a 1-1 here.
Yeah, 1-1 might be fair. No Haaland is, it would be another big miss. I mean, I'm just thinking back to Sunday. I watched, you know, probably about 60 to 70 minutes of that FA Cup match against Chelsea, and they had a couple chances, but didn't look like City by no means dominated that. If anything, I think Chelsea and specifically Nicholas Jackson missed a fair bit of opportunities in that match. So, I mean, no Haaland, not that he's been that good lately, would hurt them. But yeah, this, if I didn't really look at the, or I didn't hone in on the unders bets here, but I do feel like this could be an unders. I don't know what the under 2.5 is. It's probably like plus 130 or so. That would be an interesting bet here because, like I said, it's not like they're scoring a ton of goals. I mean, they had 120 minutes against Real and in the post, the last match, that was one goal, Chelsea one goal. Obviously, there was the 3-3 draw against Real in the first leg, but there hasn't been a lot of goals for City. I would lean a little bit more, less goals than anything.
Brighton haven't scored more than one goal since the Sheffield United match on February 18th. Just all these injuries really affecting them. So, like, if you're on the Brighton side, you can't really say, okay, this is going to be 2-2, 3-2. They just really haven't been having too much success. I pulled up that Arsenal home match against Arsenal a couple weeks ago. Two corners for them, three corners for Arsenal. But they did have some chances. So that's kind of why I'm thinking, you know, they're going to have chances, but are they going to convert them, kind of a thing. Team parlay time. We gotta get going here with the team parlay. And Chris, you're looking at this Wolverhampton-Bournemouth match. Finally a match we're talking about without, you know, the same odds as the other ones. But Wolverhampton are plus 180 to win at home. Bournemouth are plus 150. How do you see this match going here? With two teams, you know, I talked at the beginning of the show, maybe not a ton to play for either side. Just, I guess we have Gary O'Neill going against his former side here. Do you know what happened in the prior meeting? I kind of forget.
I do not. I don't specifically know that one.
Well, Wolverhampton won 2-1 back in October. So Gary O'Neill got revenge, and there was a
Red Wolverhampton card. Won or Bournemouth won?
Wolverhampton won 2-1.
So they got revenge, or they got revenge on
Gary O'Neill got revenge specifically. Lewis Cook got a red card in the 54th minute. Yeah. 12 corners for Wolverhampton. I'll lead that into your bet here.
Okay.
Fair. Am I confusing you?
I'm confused.
Gary O'Neill was like the interim manager for the second
at Bournemouth last
season at Bournemouth. Now he's at Wolverhampton.
That's why I'm good.
Yes. Okay.
Again, the math meme is back. This is Bournemouth being at home, you obviously like them a little bit more. This feels like, this is one where you're like, I don't know if I feel super strongly. I'm betting like a money line bet. I actually think I looked right away at the corners bets. It's under 10.5 is what I'm on. And it is, what do we got for odds? We have plus 100 is what I'm seeing. Is that correct?
Plus 100.
Yeah. So under 10.5 corners here is plus 100. You kind of take a look at the season long totals of corners. This doesn't feel like one of those matches that will be super back and forth. I feel like, you know, we'll see it'll be maybe not the an EPL classic here, but Wolverhampton ranked third in the league with 136 corners over 33 matches. Bournemouth, on the other hand, actually, this is, I found this interesting. They're fifth in the most corners taken, 207 for the season. So a little bit of both here. But I don't see a ton of back and forth. I don't see a lot of corners in this match. So I'm taking the under 10.5 corners at plus 100.
Yeah, Wolverhampton dealing with a ton of injuries. Bournemouth actually also dealing with a decent amount of injuries. So injuries to attacking players, maybe that limits the amount of time these teams go into the attack. My side of the parlay, I have Crystal Palace over 1.5 goals against Newcastle. It's plus 105. They just had 5 goals against West Ham. I know that's fresh in my mind, but you look at Crystal Palace results with Michael Elise in the side, 5 goals against West Ham. They got the 1-0 win against Liverpool. 3 goals against Sheffield United, 3 goals against Brentford, at Manchester City, 2-2. There's only been 6 times this season where Eze and Elise have started together. And I talked about maybe nothing to play for here, but we look at it, new manager in Glasner, and this is probably going to be the final season in which Eze and Michael Elise are actually starting together, playing together. So you got to think that they want to ride in the sunset's the wrong word here, but
like 23 years old.
End the season strong because it's been such a long season with their injuries. And then Newcastle, I had this before their match against, I think, Fulham, where they had a clean sheet. But basically, I don't think Dubravka had a clean sheet before that match. They're just allowing a ton of goals, usually, with Dubravka. And then they have they still have all these defensive injuries as well. So I just like the Elise and Eze combo with Mateta scoring a brace last game as well. At home, that confidence, short week. So plus 105. Combine that with Wolverhampton, Bournemouth under 10.5 corners, plus 100. We got plus 310 odds on the team parlay. What do you think? Are you a big fan of Crystal Palace here?
Huge fan of I'm a huge fan of this bet. This is the other one I was looking at, actually. Was the Palace goals just after they – was it 4 or 5 that they scored?
5.
Yeah, and I mean, Eze and Elise in the same attack is just electric. I mean, Mateta obviously benefiting from that with, I think he had 2 goals in that game, but two players who are going to go for probably a lot of money this summer. Elise is 22 and Eze is 25. Has he been in consideration for the England team this summer? I know he's been kind of hurt quite a bit, so I don't know if he'll
get some call-ups.
I mean, but he would have to play behind Cole Palmer, Jude Bellingham, Phil Foden, like all those guys, so it would be tough, but I feel like he would be – I mean, he's just so good. I love watching him. And then Elise, same thing. I'm not sure if he's making it in the France team at all, but again, he is – like him and Eze, when they're in the lineup for Palace is like just such a better team. So I actually do like this bet, and you're kind of probably basing this off the fact of what we saw last week. But over 1.5 goals against Newcastle, who has been a little bit better as of late. So I actually like your bet quite a bit. Maybe like a little bit more than mine, I'd say.
What's new?
Exactly.
That's what we got for the team parlay. That is our midweek game week 34 show. We have only a few more game weeks till the finale. Business end of the season, Chris. Business end of April. April is almost over. We're almost on to May. You can find Chris at CHROWEN8 on Twitter. I am at RotoZadroik. Thank you for listening to this. Make sure to like and subscribe. Give a thumbs up on our YouTube video. And let's win some of these bets. We got Arsenal and Chelsea coming up in 4 hours here. Let's start off this week great. And then let's come back Friday, and we're gonna be up a lot of money Friday. We're gonna be up some wins, and the people will be hammering for more bets from us. But Chris, enjoy the middle of the week. We'll see everyone later in the week. Good luck on your bets, and enjoy your business.
Thanks, Adam.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.